Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial up whatever, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Video games, they have become a multi-billion dollar industry. I believe they have surpassed Hollywood movies at this point. I believe that's the case.
That's what I thought, but certainly some video games make more than most movies.
Blockbusters. Yeah. Yeah. So the industry as a whole, though, I believe has surpassed the gross, if you will, of Hollywood movies.
And that's just phenomenal.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movies are pretty awful nowadays.
but it's pretty awesome because you think about how much movies cost to produce. And I don't know what it costs to produce video games. I don't, but I can't be that much.
As much as it costs to produce just the special effects for a movie, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because you don't have to hire the talent. You don't have to.
And all the unions that you have to deal with.
That's true, too.
You know, if I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to spend, $10 on a movie in DVD or whether I'm going to spend $20 in a video game, I'm going to get many more hours of entertainment out of a video game than I am out of a movie.
Very true.
And you can go back in many games, especially these days, they're designed what they call non-linear, to where in the old days you would have had to go from point A to point Z in the game, and there would really have been only one way to get there.
Yeah.
Now there are games like Grand Theft Auto and other types of games where essentially there's kind of a world in which you can go and do a variety of things.
They have modes for people what are called completionists who want to go back and find all the little tokens within the game and all that stuff.
Right, we're actually going to be talking about some of that here. There's a story from Cracked.com about, and this is, I think it's relevant just in general because, well, games are so popular, I'm sure a significant portion of our audience has played games. But for those of you that haven't, you certainly, as you pointed out, Mark, last hour, know somebody who is a gamer. It's very likely, whether it's your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter. They're very, very popular, so keep that in mind as you hear this. It's a look into five creepy ways video games are trying to get you addicted. So the headlines say, this is from, again, Cracked.com. So the headlines say somebody else has died due to video game addiction, and yes, it's happened in Korea again. What the hell? Look, I'm not saying video games are heroin, says David Wong over at Cracked. I totally get that the victims had other things going on in their lives, but half of you reading this know a World of Warcraft addict, and experts say video game addiction is a thing. So here's the big question. Are some games intentionally designed to keep you compulsively playing, even when you're not enjoying it? Oh, yes. And their methods are downright creepy. Number 5. Putting you in a Skinner box. If you've ever been addicted to a game or known someone who was, this article is really disturbing, which we're not going to read to you. It's written by a games researcher at Microsoft on how to make video games that hook players, whether they like it or not. He has a doctorate in behavioral and brain sciences. Here's a quote from the article.
He's a brain scientist.
Quote, each contingency is an arrangement of time, activity, and reward, and there are an infinite number of ways these elements can be combined to produce the pattern of activity you want from your players.
It's like a mouse after cheese.
Notice, his article doesn't contain the words fun or enjoyment. That's not his field. Instead, it's the pattern of activity you want. His theories are based around the work of B.F. Skinner, who discovered you could control behavior by training subjects with simple stimulus and reward. He invented the Skinner box, a cage containing a small animal that, for instance, presses a lever to get food pellets. Now, I'm not saying that this guy at Microsoft sees gamers as a bunch of rats in a Skinner box. I'm just saying that he illustrates his theory of game design using pictures of rats in a Skinner box. This sort of thing, and that there's a picture here of a picture from that guy's article with a rat in a Skinner box. This sort of thing caused games researcher Nick Yee to once call EverQuest a virtual Skinner box. Now, EverQuest is an online, what they call a massively multiplayer role-playing game.
Nicknamed EverCrack.
Correct.
For the fact that people don't seem to be able to stop. Well, some people don't seem to be able to stop once they start.
So what's the problem? asks Wong. Well, gaming has changed. It used to be that once they sold us a $50 game, they didn't particularly care how long we played. The big thing was making sure we liked it enough to buy the sequel. But the industry is moving towards subscription-based games like massively multiplayer online games that need the subject to keep playing and paying until the sun goes supernova. You see, because games like EverQuest or World of Warcraft is another one, they have a monthly fee that the players have to pay in order for the privilege to actually play the game. So it's in the game company's best interest to keep you locked into that game as much as possible so you'll keep paying month after month after month, rolling cash into the company's coffers. Now, there's no way they can create enough exploration or story to keep you playing for thousands of hours. So they actually had to change the mechanics of the game so players would instead keep doing the same actions over and over and over, whether they liked it or not. So game developers turned to Skinner's techniques. It's a big source of controversy in the world of game design right now. Braid creator Jonathan Blow said Skinnerian game mechanics are a form of exploitation. It's not that these games can't be fun, but they're designed to keep gamers subscribing during periods when it's not fun, locking them into a repetitive slog using Skinner's manipulative system of carefully scheduled rewards. Why would this work when the rewards are just digital objects that don't actually exist? Which brings us to number four, creating virtual food pellets for you to eat. Most addiction-based game elements are based on this fact. Your brain treats items and goods in the video game world as if they're real, because they are. People scoff at this idea all the time. You spent all that time working for a sword that doesn't even exist? And those people are stupid. If it takes time, effort, and skill to obtain an item, then that item has value, whether it's made of diamonds, binary code, or beef jerky. And you can see this in some of the realms of these online video games where they allow you to trade or to sell the items in whatever way you think is best. So yeah. Some people will go in and they'll slog through a portion of the game that may take a very long time in order to get a certain reward, a certain sword or something like that. And then they can sell that on eBay and they can actually get compensated by somebody who didn't want to go and do all of that work, who just wanted the sword, and they can actually people are actually making money in some cases on getting these items.
Usually, I would guess that that money is probably not nearly worth the time that they put into it.
Probably not.
They probably could have put on a McDonald's uniform and flipped burgers and made significantly more money for the amount of money they got for selling their gnome slaying sword or
True. Likely true, but they like the game.
But they have two now, so they might as well sell one.
But it's proof that there is real value. It's proof that there is some value to that binary code. But that's why the highest court in South Korea ruled that virtual goods are to be legally treated the same as real goods.
Well, the IRS certainly treats them that way. If you sell the gnome slaying sword, you have to claim the income from it.
Virtual goods are now a $5 billion industry worldwide, by the way. So there's some serious money out there attached to these things.
They try to do this on Facebook. They'll say, send your friend flowers or a cup of coffee or whatever.
And did you pay for it?
There are different things that you can pay for. I don't know much about it. Yeah. I have no interest in sending people little pictures. But, some people do that.
There's nothing crazy about it. After all, people pay thousands of dollars for diamonds, even though diamonds do nothing but look pretty. A video game suit of armor looks pretty and protects you from video game orcs. In both cases, you're paying for an idea. So what's the problem? Of course, virtually every game in the last 25 years has included items you can collect in the course of defeating the game. There's nothing new or evil about that. But because gamers regard in-game items as real and valuable on their own, addiction-based games send you running around endlessly collecting them, even if they have nothing to do with the game's objective. It's very much intentional on the developer's part, an appeal to our natural hoarding and gathering instincts.
Isn't this kind of how that the Farmville game works on?
They mention Farmville in here, as
Facebook,
a matter of fact.
Farmville is the first of a very successful group of games on Facebook where they don't even it's not even motion. You don't even see things moving around or anything like that. These are just pictures of stuff and sort of dice rolls, like random generated numbers and stuff. It's amazing how these games are addictive, but I play one called Castle Age, and I'll tell you, at least once a day I'm on there doing that thing. And I do get little pictures of things that
Let me know. We've still got three more here, so let me know when we come across something that you can relate to, as far as you feel like you fell for it, basically.
I'm sure I fell for all of it.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can tell us about your gaming addiction or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Signal CAI, toll-free line. We're talking about video game addictive techniques, some of the things they can do now that they never could have done 20 years ago. I mean, the video game industry is pretty mature these days. Having been around for a few decades now, they've really managed to perfect their craft, especially with the advent of the internet and being able to actually pay monthly fees in order to play certain games, like the massively multiplayer online role-playing games like World of Warcraft and EverQuest, to where these game companies, many of them who are designing these types of games, their motivations have shifted. Instead of just designing a good game that engrosses their gamers and then gets them to come back and buy the next game, they design a game that gets the gamer locked in for an eternal period of time. There's no end to these games. The World of Warcraft, the EverQuest, there's no finish point.
Well, it's sort of the difference between, like a book, a paperback book, which the intention is to sell you the book, or in some cases the intention is to sell you the book and the 10 books that come after it. A decology, I believe, is what those are called, trilogies, right. Whatever. And the difference between that and sort of a comic book. Comic books want you to keep coming back month after month after month and paying. So
I suppose so. I mean, that's a very general way of putting it. Some of these techniques that Crack.com is talking about here and is going to talk about here are pretty devious. So we'll continue this story here again. Crack.com's John Wong, writing this. And so he's talking about
Mr. Wong looking for Mrs. White.
That they create these items.
That's Mark's joke for the week.
Yeah.
They create digital items, and they appeal to our natural hoarding and gathering instincts, collecting just for the sake of collecting. That you can just collect these items, even though collecting the items has nothing to do with whatever the object is. If the game has an object, that it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the object of the game. And Luther, that goes, I think, to some extent what you were talking about earlier, the idea of, well, you've got this, you could go and collect them all within the game, and then they'll give you a little trophy thing for that if you manage to collect all of the items. But the trophy's meaningless beyond the fact that you got the trophy.
I remember, right? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas had a number of those, actually. There were graffiti tags you had to find all through the city, and
like 100 of
everyone
or something.
And lucky charms, like horseshoes, I think, that you had to find around the map, stuff like that. And so once you were done with the game, you could still explore and find these little nooks and crannies.
Did you ever do it? Did you ever go and...
No.
Right? You'd have to be a real hardcore to go through something like that.
Some games I have and some games I haven't. It just depends on whether I'm interested in gathering the Easter eggs.
Well,
if
they give you something for the gathering of the Easter egg, beyond
always.
Just a little image that says, you did it! You know, if you could get like a badass gun out of doing it or something like that.
Oh, now it matters.
Yeah.
Right. I see. So it's your criteria by which you measure this.
By the way, it says it works too. Just ask the guy who kept collecting items even while naked boobies sat just feet away. In fact, I've got that story they're linking to there. It's quite a sad story about a man and his video game addiction. We may share that if we have the chance. But continuing with the five things, five creepy ways video games are trying to get you addicted. And as the article from the Microsoft guy proves, developers know they're using these objects as pellets in a Skinner box. At that point, it's all about number three, making you press the lever. Is it lever or lever?
Lever.
Lever. So picture,
you can use either lever as the more commonly used.
So picture picture the rat in his box, or since I'm one of these gamers and I don't like to think of myself as a rat, picture an adorable hamster. Maybe he can talk and is voiced by Chris Rock. If you want to make him press the lever as fast as possible.
That's a great lever.
How would you do it? Well, not by giving him a pellet with every press. Pretty soon he'll relax, knowing the pellets are there when he needs them. No. The best way is to set up the machine so it drops the pellets at random intervals of lever pressing. He'll soon start pumping that thing as fast as he can. Experiments prove it. They call these variable ratio rewards. In Skinnerland, and this is the reason many enemies drop valuable items totally at random in games like World of Warcraft. This is addictive in exactly the same way a slot machine is addictive. You can't quit now, because the very next guy you kill could be the winner.
And you've invested all this time up to this point killing and, eliminating the bad guys. So, stopping now would be contrary to, your best interest. You've put all the time in.
It could be the next one, or the next, or the next. The Chinese massively multiplayer online ZT Online has the most devious implementation of this I've ever seen, says Wong. The game is full of these treasure chests. Now get this. The treasure chest may or may not contain a random item. And to open the treasure chest, you need a key. How do you get the keys? Well, you buy them with real-world money, of course, like coins in a slot machine. So there are people in this Chinese MMO that are literally putting cash into the game to get keys to open treasure chests that may not even have an item in it that is random.
Wait a second. I understand the devious and everything, but this is what these Facebook games do. You have the opportunity to I don't think there's any opportunity to buy these favor points in this game I play, which is Castle Age, but mm-hmm. you can get them by buying from their advertisers. They have you know, just rent, you know, apply for this credit card, get 302 favor points, and then for either 10 favor points or 15 favor points or three random tries for 35 favor points or something like that, you get these chests, and these chests will open up and give you random stuff, and some of it's junk and some of it's good. And I've thought to myself, you know, if I'm going to apply for a credit card, this is the way I'm going to do it. Or I should cancel my Netflix subscription so that I can reapply for it right here.
Wow.
Or whatever. I mean, I've thought about these they've come into my mind as consideration.
And you play this game daily?
At least daily.
Okay. But that's not all. ZT Online does something that even the casinos never dreamed up. They award a special item at the end of the day to the player who opens the most chests.
That is devious.
Now, in addition to the gambling element, you have thousands of players in competition with each other to see who can be the most obsessive about opening the chests. One woman tells of how she spent her entire evening opening chests. She managed to open over 1,000 to try to win the daily prize. She didn't win, because there's always someone else who's more obsessed than you. So what's the problem? Are you picturing her sitting there, watching her little character in front of the chest, clicking dialogue boxes over and over, watching the same animation over and over for hour after hour? If you didn't know any better, you'd think she had a crippling mental illness.
That's funny.
How could she possibly get from her rational self to that Rain Man-esque compulsion? Well, B.F. Skinner knew. He called that training process shaping. Little rewards, step by step, like links in a chain. In World of Warcraft, you decide you want the super cool Tier 10 armor. You need 5 separate pieces. To get the full set, you need more than 400 Frost Emblems, which are earned a couple at a time from certain enemies. Then, you need to upgrade each piece of armor with marks of sanctification. Then again with heroic marks of sanctification. To get all of that, you must rerun repetitive missions and sit clicking your mouse for days and days and days. Boobies be damned. Once it gets to that point, can you even call that activity a game anymore? It's more like scratching a rash. And it gets worse. Number 2.
Today, the healthy way, and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required, no painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. And the features include various different ways for you to be kept in the loop about the show. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can access our updates list, our Twitter, our Facebook page, all from news.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about buying a house or a car and your credit report doesn't look as good as you'd like to see it look, go to cleaningcredit.com. It is a credit repair law firm, and they help you with existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments that are on your credit file. And the way they do it is they will, for you, dispute these items on your credit file and get the ones taken off that for whatever reason they don't feel like disputing back. So go to cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com. They are part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years and listed number one in the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. Cleaningcredit.com.
We're talking about a story from Cracked.com, which I think is really insightful. It's called Five Creepy Ways Video Games Are Trying to Get You Addicted by David Wong, one of the editors over there. He's talking about how in an article by a Microsoft game, not one of the designers, but some sort of, I forget the exact title of this person, but basically somebody who was trained in psychology, looking at games as though they were a Skinner box. It's one of these boxes that they designed to put a little rat into and have them press a lever in order to get pellets, things like that, and just kind of looking at the different incentives and things like that that go into that particular scenario.
Setting us up as though we're all Pavlov's dog.
Number two, we're on number two here, keeping you pressing the lever forever. Now, the big difference between our Skinner box hamster and a real human being is that we humans can get our pellets elsewhere. If a game was really just nothing but a clicking a box for random rewards, we'd eventually drop it to play some other game. Humans need a long-term goal to keep us going, and the world of addictive gaming has got this down to a science. Techniques include easing them in. First, set up the pellets so that they come fast at first. Then, slower and slower as time goes on.
Levels that get harder and harder to reach.
That's
because you need more experience points to reach the larger levels.
That's why they make it very easy to earn rewards or level up in the beginning of a massively multiplayer online game. But then the time and effort between levels increases exponentially. Once the gamer has experienced the rush of leveling up early, the delayed gratification actually increases the pleasure of the later levels. That video game behavior expert at Microsoft found that gamers play more and more frantically as they approach a new level. So if you're getting closer to your next level, then it's more likely that you'll skip a meal or you'll, you know, not go out and do something with your friends or whatever it is that might otherwise be calling to you because that level is it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Eliminating stopping points. The easiest way is to just put save points far apart. And those games are frustrating to me, where you can't just save any old time you want to. You have to go by the game's scheduled checkpoints. Anyway, or engage the player in long missions like World of Warcraft raids that, once started, are difficult to get out of without losing progress. But that can be frustrating for gamers. So you can take the opposite approach of a game like the new Super Mario Bros. Wii, where you make the levels really short, so it's like eating potato chips. They're so small on their own that it doesn't take much convincing to get the player to grab another one. And soon, they've eaten the whole bag. By the way, this is the same reason a person who wouldn't normally read a 3,000-word article on the internet will happily read it if it's split up into list form. Are you ignoring boobies to read this? I've done my job. Play it or lose it. This is a real crappy move. Why reward the hamster for pressing the lever? Why not simply set it up so that when he fails to press it, we punish him? Behaviorists call this avoidance. They set the cage up so that it gives the animal an electric shock every 30 seconds unless it hits the lever. It learns very fast to stay on that lever all the time, hitting it over and over forever. Why is your mom obsessively harvesting her crops in Farmville? Because they wither and rot if she doesn't. In Ultima Online, your house or castle would start to decay if you didn't return to it regularly. In Animal Crossing, the town grows over with weeds, and your virtual house becomes infested with cockroaches if you don't log in often enough. It's the crown jewel of game programming douchebaggery.
That's exactly what it is.
Keep the player clicking and clicking and clicking just to avoid losing the stuff they worked so hard to get. Now, Mark, you say you play one of these daily games on Facebook. What's it called? King's Age?
Castle Age.
Castle Age. Do they have anything like this where the castle gets decrepit or something like that if you don't log in and play the game?
Nothing that I can think of offhand other than they increase, they have new...
You wouldn't know. You log in every day, right?
I have stopped for weeks at a time just to kind of see what it was like, and essentially nothing.
So there's no punishment for that.
Yeah, there's no punishment. But they do have. I would think that if you did it early on, then your character would be weak, and the other characters would take all of its money or something.
Well, so, there's the incentive to
stash it.
There's the incentive to compete with the other players. Anyway, all of the above, each of those techniques has a downside, and to get the ultimate addictive game, you combine as many as possible, along with the random drop gambling element mentioned before. Now, they get the hamster running back and forth from one lever to another to another. So what's the problem? Well, we asked earlier if the item collection via obsessive clicking could be called a game. So that raises the question, what is a game? Well, we humans play games because there's a basic satisfaction in mastering a skill, even if it's a pointless one in terms of our overall life goals. It helps us develop our brains, especially as children.
I find this when I play video games is absolutely true.
That you are...
I want to achieve the next thing.
Yes. And to test ourselves without serious consequences if we fail. This is why our brains reward us with a sensation we call fun when we do it. Heck, even dolphins do it. This is why I haven't included games like Guitar Hero in this article. They're addictive, sure, but in a way everybody understands. It's perfectly natural to enjoy getting good at something. Likewise, competitive games like Modern Warfare 2 are just sports for people who lack athleticism. There's no mystery there. Everybody likes to win. But these hit the lever until you pass out from starvation. Gaming elements stray into a different area completely. As others have pointed out, the point is to keep you playing long after you've mastered the skills, long after you've wrung the last real novel experience from it. You can't come up with a definition of fun that encompasses the activity of clicking a picture of a treasure chest with your mouse 1,000 times. This is why some writers blasted Blizzard Games when World of Warcraft introduced a new achievement system a couple of years ago. These are rewards tied to performing random, pointless tasks over and over again, such as fishing until you catch 1,000 fish. So this is back what we were talking about before, the idea that, oh, if you catch 1,000 fish, then you get a reward of thank you. I mean, what is the point of this?
Yeah.
There's no goal. There's no real goal there. There's nothing. There's no satisfaction beyond some sort of level of internal I did it kind of satisfaction.
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, he's trying to distinguish the difference between what's a game and what's, you know, a pointless game. And, you know,
it's all up to you.
It's really tough. I mean, life is what you decide to make life about. Because life is essentially growing to be old enough to procreate and then doing that. And then, you know, anything after that is really pointless. So,
I know what you're saying. Sometimes I feel like games are pointless. I have that kind of, like, doesn't matter to me what the goals of the game are. I just feel like it's just not something that I want to do. And other times I don't feel that way. But I just mean in general, like, I just don't want to play games because I feel like it's a waste of time. And sometimes I do want to play games. Anyway, no new content, no element of practice or discovery or mastery was included. Just a virtual treadmill. Of course, game developers would correctly point out that nobody's making the players do it. Why would humans voluntarily put themselves in laboratory hamster mode? Well, it's all about number one, getting you to call the Skinner Box home. Do you like your job? Considering half of you are reading this at work, I'm going to guess no. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the one thing that makes gaming addiction, and addiction in general, so incredibly hard to beat. As shocking as this sounds, a whole lot of the guy who failed all of his classes because he was playing World of Warcraft all the time horror stories are really just about a dude who simply didn't like his classes very much. This was never some dystopian mind control scheme by the game developer. The games just filled a void. We'll continue here, and you can share your stories. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Maybe you want to go and buy that hot new video game. Well, you can do that through Amazon. They sell virtually everything, dozens of categories, the world's largest internet retailer. Maybe you've heard of them before. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items, which means likely if you're going to go buy a brand new video game, it's likely you're going to get free shipping on it. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done, because when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Now, if only we could get a percentage of somebody's World of Warcraft monthly fees.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because then you'd get the residuals.
Who's we?
We, meaning the show.
Nice.
Free Talk Live, the show. But no, we can't. Unfortunately, we can't do that. But nonetheless, so we're talking about video game addiction here. Cracked.com and the five creepy ways video games are trying to get you addicted. They're talking about the Skinner box, the idea you put a rat in a cage and then you give it a lever to press and all these different techniques as to how to get it to press the lever more often, and kind of likening that to some of the things they're doing in video games these days. We're up to number one here. We'll get right back to your phone calls here as soon as we wrap this up. So from crack.com, talking about addiction being more related to gaming addiction, specifically more related to people that don't really like their normal lives. They say, why do so many of us have a void to fill? Because according to everything expert Malcolm Gladwell, to be satisfied with your job, you need three things. And David Wong, who's writing this, says, I bet most of you don't have two of them. One, autonomy. That is, you have some say in what you do day to day. Two, complexity. So it's not mind-numbing repetition. Three, connection between effort and reward, i.e. you actually see the awesome results of your hard work.
This is why I've always loved radio sales, because it has all these.
Most people, particularly in the young gamer demographics, don't have this in their jobs or in any aspect of their everyday lives. But the most addictive video games are specifically geared to give us all three, or at least the illusion of all three. Autonomy. You pick your quests, or which Farmville crops to plant. Hell, you can even pick your own body, species, and talents in many games. Complexity. Players will do monotonous grinding, especially because it doesn't feel like grinding. Remember the complicated tier armor Frost Emblem dance that kept our gamer clicking earlier? connection between effort and reward. This is the big one. When you level up in a World of Warcraft game, a plume of golden light shoots out of your body. This is what most of us don't get in everyday life. Quick, yes, tangible
rewards. Golden light, that's for sure.
They don't get quick, tangible rewards in real life. It's less about instant gratification, more about a freaking sense of accomplishment. How much harder would we work at the office if we got this and could measure our progress toward it? And if the light shot from our crotch? The beauty of it.
Okay, radio sales doesn't do that.
The beauty of it is it lets games use their tedium to their advantage. As we discussed elsewhere, there's a work to earn the right to play aspect of World of Warcraft where you grind or farm for gold for the right to do cool stuff later. The tedious nature of the farming actually adds to the sense of accomplishment later on, and it helps squash any sense of guilt you might have had about neglecting school, work, or household chores in order to play the game. After all, you did your chores. The 12 hours you spent farming for gold last Tuesday was less fun than mowing the effing lawn. Now it's time for fun. So what's the problem? Video game designer Aaron Hoffman said it perfectly. Addiction is not about what you do, but about what you don't do because of the replacement of the addictive behavior. She was talking about how the attraction of a simple flash game like Bejeweled depends entirely on how badly you want to avoid doing the work you have open in the other window. The terrible truth is that a lot of us begged for a Skinner box we could crawl into, because the real-world system of rewards is so much more slow and cruel than we expected it to be. In that, gaming is no different from other forms of mental escape, from sports fandom to moonshine. The danger lies in the fact that these games have become so incredibly efficient at delivering a sense of accomplishment that people used to get from their education or career. We're not saying gaming...
Oh, I don't know, necessarily. Careers have stopped being repetitive. I'm sorry. Have just recently started being repetitive. Careers have just recently...
No, but games are recent, as of the last
few
decades.
But he's claiming that people used to get them from their careers, these senses of... accomplishment or whatever.
I see what you're
saying. And I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Well, I think what he is saying is that it's a replacement for real life for people to escape into.
I think it's it's escapism, yeah. Certainly the same way that most things that are addictive are escapism.
We're not saying
I would agree with that.
He says we're not saying gaming will ruin the world or that gaming addiction will be a scourge on the youth the way crack ruined the inner cities in the 1990s. But we may wind up with a generation of dudes working at Starbucks when they had the brains and talent for so much more. They're dissatisfied with their lives because they wasted their 20s playing video games and will escape their dissatisfaction by playing more video games. Rinse, repeat. And let's face it, if you think World of Warcraft is addictive, wait until you see the games they're making 10 years from now.
Yeah.
They're only getting better at what they do. From crack.com. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Bob is in North Carolina. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Yes. I just wanted to talk about how my roommate, she is really into this World of Warcraft game.
Really?
Yeah.
How into it?
She'll skip work.
Skip work.
That's bad.
Whoa. That's an addiction.
Yeah. And in fact, it's gotten to the point where she actually just got written up recently. And she plays the World of Warcraft, and she plays Second Life, or two games. And she has a boyfriend, too. So I've got myself and her boyfriend, and we all live in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And
how does he handle it? Does he sit and observe, or does he find something else to do? Is he also addicted?
He's really upset about it. I think it causes a tremendous amount of stress for him, like to the point where he even gave her an ultimatum where he said, it's me or the game, because he can talk to her, but she won't hear anything he's saying. You know, she's that into the game where she's actually like in some sort of altered consciousness.
Well, it's just that you're focused on something, and it's hard to pay attention to someone who's speaking to you. I mean, sometimes before the show,
uh-huh.
I'll be sitting here doing things on my computer, and uh-huh. Mark will be trying to tell me something that he wants me to know about. And I'll have to tell him, Mark, I'm not paying full attention to you. If I'm not looking at you, there's a good chance I'm not paying full attention.
It makes me want to strangle him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can understand.
So how long has this been going on? I mean, how long have you been roommates with this person?
We've only been roommates a few months. But
did you know this when you got into it?
She's been doing this for a while.
So did you know when you got into the roommate situation that she was like this?
I really didn't. And I got to say, it's kind of weird because she's not very social.
Does it affect you in any way?
Is she paying the rent? Is she skipping out on bills, that kind of thing?
Well, I don't know. That may be what's going to happen.
How long has this been going on? How long have you been with her?
Well, she's been skipping just a few months. You know, we've been roommates. It's, her boyfriend is my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been friends with him. I'm just getting to know her, actually.
I see.
And so it's kind of different.
When do you see her and she is not playing World of Warcraft?
When I see her not playing that game,
yeah.
I see
How
her
often?
Playing my Xbox in the living room. I'm not even kidding. She's like addicted to Mass Effect too.
So when is she not playing a video game? Like does she take a break for a shower every so often?
Maybe to go see like Avatar.
Wow.
You know?
She's ate up.
3D.
What is the demographic of this young lady? How old? Is she?
She's a white female, about approximately 20 years old, 22 maybe.
Is she in college? She's not in college.
She graduated high school. Mm-hmm. She wants to go to college, but you know she can barely hold her job down.
Yeah.
I mean, because this game is apparently so demanding of her time.
Wow.
Yeah. What else can you say to that?
Yeah.
And I can tell you that this is not too uncommon. It's really a profound level of addiction that some people have to these games, especially the online massively multiplayer role-playing games, because there's no end to them. There's no,
that's true.
You can't beat the game, right? I mean,
and I think our emotional needs, you know, I'm a psychology student myself. I think our emotional needs that we would ordinarily seek other integration with people in real life, people are turning to seek that type of emotion,
yes.
That need for emotional integration and relationships with other people in this
yep.
virtual environment that really kills, I think it could eventually kill society as we know it into this sort of like Facebook, World of Warcraft, voyeuristic type society where we're not actually socially integrating anymore and there's a breakdown in the community.
I think you have a legitimate concern.
Values that we all have.
I think you have a legitimate concern. I don't see it getting that bad.
Yeah, I think people will find out, see the other people doing it and say, whoa, I'm not doing that. Kind of like drunks in the street.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
I'll tell you what, though. You're right about your observation in regards to it replacing relationships. In fact, I want to share a story that you'll have a lot, I think you can relate to here. And thank you for the call tonight, Bobby. Appreciate hearing from you. I'll share that story, one man's story about his gaming addiction coming up here in hour number three. You can also bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.